You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
MLBPipeline.com's Jonathan Mayo is on location as he catches up with many of baseball's top prospects who are playing in the Arizona Fall League.
Drew Ward of the Nationals organization, and Drew, you know, for a guy who hasn't played above A ball, to get the invite to come here in the Arizona Fall League, it's got to mean an awful lot. What did it mean to you when the Nationals wanted you to come out here and participate?
Oh, I was thrilled. You know, it's a great opportunity to come out here and play with older guys and everything. And I was really excited. You know, they gave me the opportunity, and hopefully I can come out here and perform well.
Is there anything in particular that you're hoping to glean from these older guys, or things that you want to work on in particular while you're here?
Yeah, I'm out here more to learn than anything from the older guys. You know, see how they like their pregame is. You know, how they work in the cage, and the mental side and stuff like that.
So in your first full season in the South Atlantic League, went pretty well. You got a lot of good reports, especially on your approach for a young guy. Mm-hmm. The jump up to the Carolina League, obviously a little bit tougher. What was the differences that you saw in the two leagues, and what do you think you need to work on here based on maybe where you struggled while you were in Potomac?
Yeah, probably the biggest thing was better off speed and more off speed and fastball counts. I'm working on, you know, kind of staying back and kind of recognizing pitches better. So that's probably the main thing.
How difficult is it to work on that kind of thing, you know, when you had a couple stints on the disabled list, just to get in that routine of playing every day and seeing that more advanced pitching on a regular basis? And was that frustrating to get yourself going with the injuries that you had?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. I work a lot in the cage, you know, and I feel like the injury, I was out 3.5 weeks, but I feel like it was long enough to get me out of things. So it didn't bother me much.
So here, though, you do get to make up for some lost at-bats at the very least.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Now, you've only played third base. I did notice, you know, during infield today, you were playing some second. Is that just to get a different look, or is that something that you're going to start fiddling with?
No, it's a different look, but I'm just having fun. I'm either going to be a third baseman, and then when I get older, maybe move to first, but hopefully I can stay at third as long as I can.
Is that something that does motivate you a little bit in terms of, you know, people? I've heard people say, oh, eventually you might have to move to first base, that you want to try to stay at the hot corner maybe longer than a lot of people think you can?
Yeah, I want to prove everybody that I can stay there my entire career, because I don't want to go to first. I want to stay athletic and stay at third base for as long as possible.
We're with Chris Bostic of the Washington Nationals organization, and Chris, you know, the Nationals asked you to extend your season by, you know, a couple months coming out here. What did it mean to you to come here to the Arizona Fall League?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, this is always something I wanted to do, and you know, I was lucky enough to get an opportunity this year, and you know, it was even better because I didn't think I was going to get a chance to, and then a couple days before, I got the news, and you know, I was thrilled and having a blast.
So I'm curious, why did you think you weren't going to get the chance to?
Well, just, you know, personal reasons and everything. You know, there's only a few guys from this organization that get to come, and you know, we had a couple of other middle infielders, and you know, just reasons like that, and it wasn't so much because of, you know, skills or anything like that, but just because of personnel situations, and you know, it looked like I wasn't going to get the chance, and then I just lucky enough to get the call. So
now, what does this excitement stem from? What did you heard about the league that made you want to come out here in the first place?
I mean, the first couple of years of my career, I'd been in, you know, Arizona teams and kind of seen it, you know, whether I was down in instructs or anything, and kind of just come to a couple of games and saw how things went. And, you know, it's just kind of a cool atmosphere being with people from different organizations and, you know, kind of getting the feel of, you know, wearing a big league uniform and, you know, kind of going through another extra month when everybody else really isn't playing. And, you know, it always looked like something exciting to me. So, right from the get-go, it's something I wanted to do.
Are there things in particular you're working on here to try to continue work your way up the organizational ladder?
Not anything really, you know, in particular, but just, you know, working on my defense. I always got to get better with my defense. You know, things with my throwing and just, you know, working on catching the ball and everything. And, you know, really hitting, just, you know, being aggressive towards pitches I can hit and, you know, trying to lay off pitches that I can't. And, you know, that's a big thing, trying to cut down the strikeouts and hit the ball hard when I can.
Now, you described yourself as a middle infielder. I know you've also played some outfield. Is that something that you want to continue to work on in terms of having that flexibility that may help you get up to the big leagues?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, the more positions you play, the more valuable you are. And at least that's the way that I look at it. So if I can show that I can play a couple different positions at the big league level, I think it does nothing but help me in the future. So.
Last question for you. You know, during the offseason, you got to see the sort of business side of baseball. You traded to a new organization. What was that transition like? And now as you look back over the year, how comfortable do you feel now that you know, you've been a national for an entire season?
I mean, it's different. I mean, this was, you know, two trades in 2 years, actually. So being in a couple different organizations and everything, but towards the end of the year, it's good because you're finally familiar with things and you know people's names and everything. But when it comes down to it, that's the hardest part, is just learning names and everything. You know, all the baseball fields look exactly the same, so it's all pretty similar.
So after two trades, you're a little reluctant to put down a permanent address for anything?
Oh, for sure. We keep the colors neutral in our household.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.